Hello, and welcome to Kim's Kitchen. Today, I'm going to show you a simple recipe for cookies. Let's start with the ingredients. You will need 3 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 8 ounces of butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, and 1 egg. First, mix the flour and baking powder in a bowl. Then, in another bowl, mix the sugar and butter. Next, add the egg and blend in the mixture from the first bowl. Finally, use a wooden spoon to put balls of the cookie dough onto a baking tray and bake in the oven for 10 minutes. Allow the cookies to cool for a few minutes, but don't eat them all at once. Hello, and welcome to Kim's Kitchen. Today, I'm going to show you a simple recipe for cookies. Let's start with the ingredients. You will need 3 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 8 ounces of butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, and 1 egg. First, mix the flour and baking powder in a bowl. Then, in another bowl, mix the sugar and butter. Next, add the egg and blend in the mixture from the first bowl. Finally, use a wooden spoon to put balls of the cookie dough onto a baking tray and bake in the oven for 10 minutes. Allow the cookies to cool for a few minutes, but don't eat them all at once.
Listen and repeat.
Hello, and welcome to Kim's Kitchen. Today, I'm going to show you a simple recipe for cookies. Let's start with the ingredients. You will need 3 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 8 ounces of butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, and 1 egg. First, mix the flour and baking powder in a bowl. Then, in another bowl, mix the sugar and butter. Next, add the egg and blend in the mixture from the first bowl. Finally, use a wooden spoon to put balls of the cookie dough onto a baking tray and bake in the oven for 10 minutes. Allow the cookies to cool for a few minutes, but don't eat them all at once.
Listening comprehension. Listen to the text and answer the true/false questions on your PDF.
It has been said that England and America are two countries divided by a common language, and much has been written about words that are chiefly used in one country or the other. For instance, eggplant in the US and aubergine in the UK. However, there are also words that exist in both countries but have a different meaning depending on which side of the Atlantic you're on. The word cookie is a good example. In the UK, a cookie is a soft, moist biscuit. British cookies tend to be bigger and more substantial than a British biscuit. In the US, however, the word cookie covers both what the British would call a biscuit and a cookie. The word cookie comes from the Dutch koekje, meaning little cake, and could have been popularized in the US due to early Dutch colonization, though we don't know for sure. Cookies are made in a wide variety of styles, using a range of ingredients including sugars, spices, chocolate, butter, peanut butter, nuts, or dried fruits. Some cookies are soft and others hard. The softness of the cookie depends on how long it is baked. Now, what sort of cookie would you like with your tea?
Questions. Now, it's your turn to speak. I'm going to ask you a series of questions relating to the topic of this lesson. Pause the recording to give yourself time to answer, and don't just answer yes or no. Try to give as much information as possible.
How well can you cook? What things can you cook? Where do you find your recipes? What's your favorite recipe? What's your opinion of TV cookery programs?